This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and this is Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. It was a terrible accident for a young 17-year-old to endure back in July 1967, and I'm talking about Johnny Erickson, who dived off a raft in a lake near Baltimore and struck her head on a rock and actually broke her neck. Here was this poor girl instantly paralysed, and had it not been for the quick action of a friend, Joni would have drowned there and then, but she survived. She was rushed to hospital, and after a few weeks, the doctors told her that she would never get better. This condition was permanent, and she was now a quadriplegic, paralysed actually from the shoulders down. What a terrible tragedy. Joni had grown up in a happy family, lots of love and laughter and outdoor activity, but from that day on in hospital, Joni was actually fighting for her very life, and she had to accept the reality of living out the rest of her life in a wheelchair. So she came for rehabilitation. It wasn't easy. She was very angry. She raged against God. She struggled with depression. In fact, she wanted to end her life several times. She couldn't understand what it is and why it had happened. She had a close friend called Jackie, and Johnny had said to her, "Please help me die. Bring me some pills or a razor blade. I just cannot live inside this grotesque body." She felt totally useless and helpless. But Jackie was not going to give up, because she said, "Listen, Jesus knows how you feel. You're not the only one. He was paralyzed too. Remember, he was nailed to a cross. His back was raw from beatings, and he was paralyzed from the nails." It was something that Joni had not thought about. And in telling the story, she said, from that moment, on that day, God came very close. Something else very significant happened to her one night when she was in hospital for a checkup. They showed the movie The Birdman of Alcatraz for this Monday night movie, and she watched Burt Lancaster with the iron bars as he was looking out into freedom, and she felt, well, that's how I am, imprisoned in my paralysis. And she knew, you know, that God was working in her life, and somehow she just wanted that some good would come out of this terrible accident. And Jackie, the friend that I mentioned before, had come actually that night, and then she came up to her in the bed and started singing the hymn, "Man of Sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Saviour." She sang this song to this paralysed girl. And Joni said, "It met my need like nothing else could that night." You know, she said, God does not give advice. He doesn't give reasons or answers. He does something better. He gives himself. And if you're the one, she said, who is at the centre of the universe holding it together, you can do no more than give yourself. So in that moment of despair, Johnny Erickson's faith was rekindled, and she shared her experience, wrote a book, and there's been a movie made about her, and I think even today she spends time helping other people who've suffered in a similar way. She's actually learned to draw and paint using her mouth. So Joni founded this ministry called Joni and Friends. Many people have actually been helped. She is on radio in the United States. So here was a woman who decided that life was more than mobility, you know, that there were other things that could happen for her. And she started to develop what has actually become this skill, as I mentioned, of drawing and painting with her mouth. And I think it's remarkable that she saw this terrible tragedy as only temporary, because one day she said, "I'm going to receive a new body." She said to a group of 2,000 young people, "Well, God transformed an immature and headstrong teenager into a self-reliant young woman who is learning to rejoice in suffering." And as I've read this, Psalm 107 is one of her favourite passages. It says that everyone the Lord has rescued from trouble should praise him. He brought you out of the deepest darkness and broke your chains. And have a look at there, Psalm 107. A remarkable story. Well, thank you, Lord, for the fortitude and courage of someone like Joni Erickson. What a wonderful story. And we are inspired by people like that. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.